On April 27, 2026, Google rolled out Notebook LM integration for Google Classroom. Higher education students can now create personal study notebooks grounded in their educators' course materials and generate audio overviews, video overviews, flashcards, study guides, and interactive visual diagrams from a single studio panel source. That's genuinely useful. But the feature list is not the story. Most coverage will lead with the new capabilities. Here is what that framing misses. Every AI tool in 2026 can generate a flashcard, a summary, or an audio walkthrough. ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, Perplexity, all of them can take your lecture notes and produce a podcast-style overview in seconds. What none of them do reliably is refuse to invent facts that aren't in your materials. Notebook LM Studio has no general knowledge mode. It does not know what year a war ended, who wrote a given paper, or what the capital of a country is, unless you uploaded a source that says so. That constraint, which early reviewers flagged as a limitation, is now the single most consequential feature in a classroom context. What the April 27 update added, students at higher education institutions can now access Notebook LM directly inside Google Classroom's Gemini tab. The path is Gemini tab right arrow personal class notebooks, right arrow create class notebook. Each notebook is grounded in up to 50 educator-provided source documents per notebook source. From there, the studio panel surfaces 7 output formats. Audio overviews, 2 AI hosts conduct a podcast-style deep dive on your source's video overviews, the visual equivalent of audio overview study guides, synthesized summaries of the uploaded materials flashcards, AUT, generated Q and A pairs for active recall interactive visual diagrams, spatial representations of relationships in the content infographics, single-page visual summaries slide decks. Presentation-ready output access requires student role designation in Google Classroom, age 18 or older, and a Workspace Education Fundamentals, Standard, or Plus edition with Gemini and Classroom features enabled by the institution's administrator. The rollout began April 27, 2026, with full visibility expected within 1-3 days on both rapid and scheduled release domain source. Source grounding is not a limitation. It's a trust architecture. When Google launched audio overviews in September 2024, the announcement noted that your personal data is never used to train Notebook LM source. That was the privacy angle. But there is a second architectural fact with more pedagogical weight. The model's answers derive from uploaded materials rather than general training data, with every response carrying a citation back to the source. This is glossary/RAG, retrieval augmented generation, used as a constraint rather than an enhancement. Most RAG implementations add retrieved context to boost factual accuracy while keeping a general purpose fallback. Notebook LM removes the fallback. There is no fallback. If the answer is not in the sources, the model says so. For a researcher, this feels restrictive. For a student, it changes the risk profile entirely. A student using ChatGPT to study for an exam on medieval European trade routes can receive a confident, well-formatted, plausible-sounding answer that invents a date or conflates two historical events. The student has no way to detect the error without already knowing the material. Notebook LM cannot do that because it cannot answer from anything the teacher did not assign. The hallucination risk is still present, but it is bounded to your sources, and every output cites the specific passage it drew from, making verification a two-click operation rather than a research project. This is why the classroom integration matters beyond its feature count. It gives educators a level of oversight over AI-assisted study that no general-purpose assistant can offer. Every student output traces to a teacher-approved source. Build a 5-minute Notebook LM learning module. The core workflow is upload a source right arrow, open studio right arrow, generate outputs. Here is a concrete run through using a single article. 1. Create a notebook. Upload 1 PDF, Google Doc, URL, or YouTube video. Notebook LM supports sources up to 500,000 words or 200 MB source. 2. Generate an audio overview. Click Generate in the studio panel. 2 AI hosts will produce a 10-20-minute deep dive discussion of your source in a few minutes. 3 Generate flashcards. The same studio panel produces a deck of Q and A cards drawn exclusively from the source text. 4. Generate a study guide. a structured summary organized around the source's main claims and supporting evidence. Total time from empty notebook to usable study pack, under 5 minutes for a single article length source. To test source grounding behavior directly, without a Notebook LM account, try the equivalent constraint with Claude. The expected output illustrates the grounding guarantee. The model produces only what the text supports, and the boundary is testable. Notebook LM's broader learning stack, the classroom integration, sits on top of a feature set that has been building toward learner use cases since Audio Overviews launched in September 2024 source. Mind maps, visual knowledge graphs, video overviews, and quizzes are all available in the standard interface at source. The capabilities /Google/Gemini extensions. Underpinning the studio panel are Gemini 1.5 class multimodal models, which is why the same source can produce both an audio summary and an interactive diagram. For heavier users, Google AI Pro, formerly AI Premium, includes 5 times more audio overviews, notebooks, and sources per notebook compared to the free tier source. For students whose institution provides workspace education licenses, the classroom integration is included at no additional cost. What to do next if your institution runs Google Workspace for Education? Enable the Gemini in Classroom feature in your admin console, then test the Personal Class Notebooks feature with a single course reading. The fastest way to evaluate Notebook LM's grounding behavior is to upload a source with a deliberate gap, a topic you know it does not cover, and ask a question about it. For a structured comparison of Notebook LM against other frontier AI tools across accuracy, cost, and use case fit, our course/Picking a Frontier Model 2026 Q2 walks through the evaluation framework used by learning engineers at scale. Further reading 1, Google Workspace updates. Students can now create personal class notebooks with Notebook LM in Google Classroom. April 27, 2026. 2, Google Blog. Audio overviews in Notebook LM. September 11, 2024. 3, Google Workspace. Notebook LM product page. 4, Google One. Google AI Pro Plan. 5, Google Support. Notebook LM Help Center. Internal links glossary/rag, capabilities/Google/Gemini extensions, course/Picking a Frontier Model 2026 Q2, research/Google/2026 430.